Shalom Aleichem, everyone. A good tevach. It's Matzah Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Peivav. I'd like to share with you the Jerusha that I share with my Kehila today. I think it's some beautiful Yesoidos that everyone can benefit from. Baruch Hashem, we had two Shabbos Sheva Brachas in the Shul this Shabbos, so we had to address multiple Chasanim, Kalois, plus another engagement, Baruch Hashem, for Simchas, even though Einoisim, Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos, but Baruch Hashem, Simchas, Kabi, Chavilos, Chavilos. Before I begin with the Drasha, I want to share with you first what I said last night from the Meshech Chochma, because they tie together. Parshas Vayikra seems to be the epitome of Bein Adam Lamokoim, Karbonos, person's relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And yet, we find many indications of lessons of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And the Meshech Chochma says the following vart. And the Hakdama that I said was that my uncle, Reb David Spiegel, Zichroinu Tzadik Livracha, the Oshev Kalashina Rebbe of Cedarhurst, who was just Nifta last week, 2 weeks ago, was a Baki in Meshech Chochma, as we said in the Meshech Chochma share last week. Very often he would meet me and he would say, I know you like Meshech Chochma. Ramer Simcha Zokt Azab Mod Navart was a Chassidish Yid, Kenish Farstein. He says such a Mod Navart that a Chassidish Jew cannot understand this Vart. What's the Vart he was referring to in Parshas Vayikra? The Pasuk says, when it comes to the Karban Oila and the Shlomim, where the dam is thrown on the Mizbeach, v'zarku. The dam is thrown on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, in Lashon Rabbim, in plural, v'zarku. When it comes to the Chatos, the Torah says, v'nosan, Lashon Yochid, and he should place. What's the difference? So says the Meshech Chochma, because when it comes to the blood of the oil and the Shlomim, it's thrown from a keli. So the Torah says, b'roivam hajas melech, let's get a lot of Kayhanim involved in the Avodah. So one Kayan throws it in this corner, another Kayan in a different corner. But when it comes to the Chatos, the Kayan sticks his finger in and then puts it, v'nosan, on the Mizbeach. Says the Meshech Chochma, einay min hanimos, it's not etiquette, it's not proper, that the blood that one Kayan stuck his finger in, another Kayan should have to stick his finger into the same blood. Dover shenimas b'chaveiro, it's something that's disgusting to do. Meaning to say, he stuck his finger in, it's not proper to encourage another Kayan to have to stick his finger into the same blood. Einay min hanimos, said my uncle of David Spiegel, Chassidish Yid can't understand such a word. What do you mean? Everybody, stick your fingers in. it's a mitzvah. But that's the vart Reb Meir Simcha says. And what I wanted to bring out from that is that a person can be so involved in his Avodas Hashem and his Bein Adam L'Mokoyim, sometimes we get swept up in it and it infringes on Bein Adam L'Chaveir, and the Torah is telling you, even in the spitz of Avodah, of a Karban Chatas, make sure you remember someone else might be disgusted by having to stick his finger into the same blood that a different kind stuck his finger into. That's the Yesod that Reb Meir Simcha wants to bring out. And we continued on this theme this morning. We continued as the first Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Shameilov Me'oyel Moye Leimar. Moshe Rabbeinu was called into the Oyel Moye. He waited to be called in. He could have said, as the Medrash says, he's the one, the Avi Anaviyim, he's the one who built the Mishkan, he put it up, he took it down. He's here to learn Torah. No, he waited till he was called. Chazal learned from here, Mikan. We learn from here, Mikan Amru, Kol Tamil Chocham, Shein Bay Das, any Tamil Chocham that doesn't have Das, Nevela Toiva Imanu. A Nevela, a dead carcass, is better than the Tamil Chocham who doesn't have Das. What is Das? So the Balei Musar say, and it sounds like from the example of Moshe Rabbeinu, it has to do with Midas Toivos, Derech Eretz, waiting to be called in. But if it was only that, it would say, Kol Tamei Chacham, Shein by Derech Eretz, or Shein by Midas Toivos. What's the Lashon of Das? It's much more inclusive. So Rav Volbe Zichrayna Lebracha has a sefer, I think, called Kinyan Pirkei Das or something like that. And in it, he explains what Das is. Das is a mensch, is a person. And he says the fundamental understanding of Das, the basic understanding of Das, is awareness. Is awareness. A person, he says, could daven and learn and do chesed and go through their entire day, and yet he doesn't have any Das. He wasn't aware of what he was doing. He wasn't fully present. He was going through the motions. By tefillah, we call it kavana, perhaps. He's going through the motions, but he wasn't present. He wasn't his all in there. His mind was somewhere else. He was distracted. Das is when a person puts his entire mindset into what he's doing. You can have a Talmid Chacham. He knows a lot. He's been learning. But ein bei das. But there's something lacking. He's not present. He's not aware of what he's doing. A Talmid Chacham is someone who's so eiske cheshben. And more than Eitzke Cheshbon, when they do something, they do it right. They do it to its fullest. They put all in. They say, they asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zechariah Netzadik Levracha, if he was told today is the last day of his life, what would he be doing? You would think the last day of a person's life, if you're told that, you would mamish go with a ganze brand, put all your koiches into everything you're doing. Rabbi Miller answered, well, it depends what time I was told this. If it was 7 o'clock, I'd be davening. If it'd be 8 o'clock, I'd be eating breakfast. If it'd be 9 o'clock, I'd be going to First Seder. 10 o'clock, I'd be saying a shir, and he went through his entire day. Which he meant to say is, whatever I do today, it's my last day. I'm all in. Everything I do is with my full presence and my full being. That's das. That's das. And that's the first thing in any relationship that a person has with the Ribbono Shel Olam, or with his spouse, or with his friends. Or with his co-workers. A person has to have das. You have to be present. We live in a world of distractions. We have distractions attached to us. Whether it's in our pocket, it's in our hip, it's on the counter. There's always something distracting us. It's the nisayon of our dar. There's big yetzaharas out there. But besides for those big taivas and yetzaharas, even if a person is not in that distraction, not being able to focus, not being fully present. And that's the Aleph Beis of Das, is to be fully present. But I want to share with you a Mara Dikavart that I saw from one of the Ramim in Mir Yeshiva, Mir Yishalayim, Rebitza Kaplan, Zozayin Gesundenstark. And he said the following pshat, in Das, when it comes to Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. He said he once asked Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zichrayin Tzadik Levracha, the following question. We all know that Yaakov Avinu was away from his parents for 22 years in the house of Lavan. He wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av Va'Em, and therefore he was punished that Yosef was separated from him for 22 years. So he asked Reb Nosson Tzvi, L'chaira, 7 of those years, he was working for Rachel to be his wife. His mother had sent him, go to my brother Lavan's house. V'yashavta imo yomim achadim. You should be there for a number of days and find yourself a wife. So L'chaira, those 7 years he was working for Rachel, was a kiyum of kibud eim. So why is he being punished for that? And a proof to that, that when he was working for her for 7 years, v'yiyu be'einav kiyamim achadim. The Torah uses the exact same terminology. These were the yamim achadim, Chazal say, that his mother was referring to. V'yiyu be'einav kiyamim achadim. So he was being mekayim, the Torah is being meyid to us. That he was being mekayim, the yamim achadim, that his mother sent him to do. So Frecht, Rav Kaplan, Tibod ben Chaim, Chaim, Rav Nosson Tzvi, why was he punished? So Rav Nosson Tzvi said such a powerful answer. Rav Nosson Tzvi said, from Yaakov Avinu's perspective, Vayu be'einav kiyamim achadim. From his perspective, it was kiyamim achadim, 7 years that his mother told him to find a wife. But if Yaakov Avinu would have put himself in his mother's shoes and looked at it from his mother's perspective, 7 years is yamim achadim from a mother's perspective, when she sent him to find a wife, that she was sending him to escape Esav who wanted to kill him, did she in her mind mean the yamim achadim of 7 years? In his eyes, this was the deal, and these were the yamim achadim. But if he would have taken himself out of his own shoes and put himself in his mother's shoes, the yamim achodim of a mother waiting for her son to come home, he would have realized that's not the yamim achodim. It's much longer than that. And that was the taina of Yaakov Avinu. That those 7 years can't count as kibbutzim because be'enav there were yamim achodim. But in his mother's eyes, that's not what yamim achodim are. You should have taken yourself and put yourself in your mother's shoes. Look at the situation from her perspective. If you look at it from her perspective, it's an entirely different picture. And that was the Tainan Yaakov Avinu. Says Rav Kaplan, that's what das means. That's what das means. When it comes to ben adam l'chaveroi, das means looking at a situation, seeing it from your own perspective, and then looking at it from the other person's perspective. Last week was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's 40th yard site, and a lake where there was an asifa, where his talmidim and grandchildren spoke. So one of his talmidim, Rav Greenfeld, Zuzan Gizun, spoke. And he said a meridika thing. He said in 1969, he was a chassan. And he went to Rabbi Yaakov and Mansi to talk over some shailas and the halachas. And after talking all different types of halachas, and chavastasas, and pischechuvas, 20 minutes, Rabbi Yaakov says, okay, you have anything more lemaisa to ask? It's time to talk and learning. We can wait till after the chasana. So he says, no. So Rabbi Yaakov said, did you learn Halacha Aleph yet? So he says, Halacha Aleph? I mean, we've been handling all different types of halachas. What's Halacha Aleph? Nein, ich mein nicht the geschriebener halachas. I don't mean the printed, the written halachas. Halacha Aleph is, if you're coming to get married, medaf ois lernen zu sein a gentleman. You have to learn how to be a gentleman. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said. And he continued. And he said, nicht an Amerikaner gentleman. I don't mean an American gentleman. Ich meine a Bentoira gentleman. A Bentoira gentleman. What's a Bentoira gentleman? Rabbi Yaakov continued in Yiddish and he said, and you might ask me, what's a Bentoira gentleman? I'll explain to you. A Bentoira gentleman is someone who's constantly thinking, what does my wife need? And how could I provide it to her without her even asking for it? What does my wife need, and how could I provide it before she even asks, without her having to ask? That's a Bentoira gentleman. Now, I stopped and I said, all the men in our shul, all of a sudden got a little heart palpitations. We always said, we're not mind readers. There's a snoshim all of a sudden has a smile on their face. See, you're supposed to be a mind reader. That was always our excuse. We're not mind readers. But Rabbi Yaakov is telling us that we're supposed to know what she wants and provide it without her even saying. How do you do that? I think the answer is because you're not a mind reader. But if you put yourself in someone else's shoes, you put yourself in your wife's shoes, and you see things from her perspective, you'll be able to know what she needs and how to provide it for her before she even asks for it. And that, says Rabbi Yaakov, is what it means to be a Bentoira gentleman. That's what it means to be a Talmid Chacham Sheyesh Baidas. A Bentoira Sheyesh Baidas is not only to see things and see them correctly from your own perspective, but look at it from the other person's perspective. This is a Chassan and a Kala, a husband and a wife, parents and children. Rav Kaplan, when he was saying this, he was talking about to Yengalait, or Bachram and Yengalait, going home for Pesach, for vacation, and he says, a lot of times there's situations. Family comes home to their parents, they're stuck in one bedroom, they're not so happy about it. The parents say, what am I, a caterer? I have to provide you, this is a hotel. No one picks up after themselves, no one does this. Why don't you provide me the car, the kid says. And there's a lot of contentions that could come out. And this is Maisim B'chol Yoyim in every house. Yontif time. There's so much on people's heads. And things get a little misunderstood, there's situations. But said Rav Kaplan, if the parents had put themselves in their children's shoes, children who are waiting to come home to the parents a whole year, and to realize that sometimes being stuck in a room, it is what it is, and when we were younger, perhaps we did it too, but to try to just see it from their perspective and how they're feeling. The children have to look at the parents. Yes, you want to come home. It's especially if you're coming from Eretz Yisrael and things like that, you want to be with family. But look at how it is from the mother's perspective. If each one will look at each other's perspective, it may not solve the problem, but it will sure make things a lot better. And that's the same thing with all of Pesach preparations, when there's Bein Hazmanim, and children are off, and yeshivas are off, and girls are off, and people are home much more, and there's a lot of stress and tension. If everyone would just put themselves in the other person's shoes for a few minutes, and see it from their perspective, it would be entirely different yontif. And this is all Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, this is marriages, parents and children, these are friends, co-workers, business partners. That's what it means to have das. That's what it means to have das when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Kol Talmid Chacham Shein Bei Das, you could be a Talmid Chacham. But if you don't have das, as we said, the awareness, being present in what you're doing, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, what you're doing, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, what everything, anything you're doing, be present. Do it to your fullest. Give it the chashivas that it deserves by getting your fullest. That's number one to enhance a person's life and his relationships. That's called das. And like Rav Kaplan is saying, put yourself in someone else's shoes, in the other person's shoes. Try to see it from their perspective. That's what das is, seeing it from their perspective. Talmid Chacham sheyesh bei das is able to see things much clearer and memela be much more b'shalom and be truly a Talmid Chacham who's mar b'shalom ba'olam. Shalom means harmony. Doesn't mean everybody's the same. Doesn't mean everyone's doing the same thing, but they're working together with differences. That's what harmony is. That's what shalom is. And that's what it means to be a Ben Torah gentleman. As Rabbi Yankov said, that's halacha aleph. Bez Hashem, as we get swept up, all pun intended, the chametz and in the matzah. And in the Avodas Hayoyim, look, our Meir Simcha says, make sure to remember the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Make sure to understand there's other people in your home, other people in your vicinity. Remember to be aware and to be present. See it from their perspective. And Be'ez Hashem, that will bring, hopefully, a successful yontif, successful Avodas Hashem, successful relationships. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha. Tonight over Shabbos was terrible in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of injured. Klal Yisrael needs Yeshuas. Klal Yisrael needs Shalom Bimroimov. We need Shalom and Shamayim. Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Shalom Bein Adam L'Amokam. Be'ez Hashem we should be Zoicha. Benisa Nigalu. Benisa Nasidan Ligol. The coming of Mashiach. Bimheirov Yameinu Amen. Kol Tov, everyone.